Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Golder, and today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Yud Off, the first parak called Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias, with Zechir Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, of Hashem, Rav Moshe Manas ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Abai asked Rav how kmitzah is performed, and he replied, the way people take a fistful. Abai proves from a brisa which calls the fourth finger the kmitzah, that the little finger is not used in kmitzah, and the Gemara clarifies that Rav meant lahashvos. The little finger is used to even out the flour grasped with the three middle fingers. Rav described kmitzah, he closes his three middle fingers until he reaches the palm of his hand and grasps what is inside them. A braisa darshins to do as Rav described and not mevoretz, overflowing or barashi etzposav with just his fingertips. For a machvas and marcheshes, which were fried and then broken into pieces before kmitzah, so edges would likely protrude from his hand, mochek begodul melamala, ubeatzbo katana melamata. He smooths out the kumitz with his thumb from above and his little finger from below. Vazoi avod kashin shabim mikdash, in addition to malika and the chafina of Yom Kippur. Point number two, Rav Papa said, Molo kumso. His full kumitz clearly implies kedekamse inche, how people take a fistful. He asks about several unusual forms of kmitzah, including brashi etzposav, with his fingertips, inserting them into the flour and closing them up to his palm, minatz dadim, from the sides, pushing the back of his hand into the flour until poured into his palm from the sides, and mimata lamala, from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flour with the back of his hand facing the flour until he lifted flour into his hand. Regarding chafina, cupping hands for taking ketores on Yom Kippur, Rav Papa said that mochafnav, his cupped handful, clearly implies kedechafne ishe, how people normally fill their hands. He asked about several unusual forms of chafina, including barashi etzbosav, minatzdadim as before, and chafn bezo, bezo, vekarvin zo, itzozo, if he cupped ketores in each hand separately and then brought his hands together. Rav Papa asked, Davke lo komitz bedafni namana, if one attached the komitz of a mincha to the wall of the kli, is it a valid sanctification since it's inside the kli, or is hanach besocho, placing down inside the kli floor, required? Marba Ravashi asked about one who turned over a kli and attached the komitz to the underside. All these questions are left unresolved. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Riba Shamna, if he increases its oil beyond its required amount, Chisir Shamna, or diminishes its oil or diminishes its Lavona, the Mincha is Pasul. Rav Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much Lavona must remain until the Kometz is burned. Rav Meir holds, Kometz Betchila v'Kometz Besof. There must be a Kometz of Lavona in the beginning during the Kemitza, and a full Kometz at the end at the Haktara. Rav Yudah holds there must be a Kometz at the beginning and Shnei Kratim, merely two particles at the end. Rav Shimon requires a Kometz at the beginning and only Korat Echot, one particle at the end. Rav Yochanan explains Ishtana's source. Rav Yochanan says this Machlokes only applies to Lavona brought along with a Mincha. But regarding Lavona Habal Bifnei Atzma, Lavona coming by itself as an independent offering, all agree to a full Kometz at the end. Another Amora quoted later disagrees. Also, all would agree regarding the two bezichin, spoons of Lavona brought with a lechem upon him, that the full two kmitzas must also be present at the end. So once again, the three points are, number one, Abai asked Rava, how kmitzah is performed? And he replied, kedekamse inche, the way people take a fistful. Abai proves from a braisa which calls the fourth finger the kmitzah, that the little finger is not used in kmitzah. And the Gemara clarifies that Rava meant lahashvos. The little finger is used to even out the flour grasped with the three middle fingers. Rav described kmitzah, he closes his three middle fingers until he reaches the palm of his hand and grasps what is inside them. A braisa darshins to do as Rav described and not mevoretz, overflowing or barashi etzposav with just his fingertips. For a machvas and marcheshes, which were fried and then broken into pieces before kmitzah, so edges would likely protrude from his hand, mochek begodul melamala, ubeatzbo katana melamata. He smooths out the kumitz with his thumb from above and his little finger from below. Vazoi avod kashin shabim mikdash, in addition to malika and the chafina of Yom Kippur. Point number two, Rav Papa said, Molo kumso. His full kumitz clearly implies kedekamse inche, how people take a fistful. He asks about several unusual forms of kmitz, including brashi etzposav, with his fingertips, inserting them into the flour and closing them up to his palm, minatz dadim, from the sides, pushing the back of his hand into the flour until poured into his palm from the sides, and mimata lamala, from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flour with the back of his hand facing the flour until he lifted flour into his hand. regarding Chafina cupping hands for taking Ketores on Yom Kippur, Rav Papa said that Mochafnav, his cupped handful, clearly implies Kerechafna Ishe, how people normally fill their hands. He asked about several unusual forms of Chafina, including Barosha Etzbosav, Minat Stadim as before, and Chafn Bezot Bezot Vekarvan Zot Itzozot, if he cupped Ketores in each hand separately and then brought his hands together. Rav Papa asked, Davke le komets bedafne namana, if one attached the komets of a mincha to the wall of the kli, is it a valid sanctification since it's inside the kli, or is hanach besocho, placing down inside the kli floor, required? Marba Ravashi asked about one who turned over a kli and attached the komets to the underside. All these questions are left unresolved. And point number three, the next mission states, Riba Shamna, if you increase its oil beyond its required amount, Chisir Shamna, or diminish its oil or diminish its lavona, the mincha is pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much lavona must remain until the komets is burned. Rabbi Meir holds, komets betchila v'komets besof. There must be a komets of lavona in the beginning during the kmitza and a full komets at the end at the haktara. Rabbi Yudah holds there must be a komets at the beginning and shnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. Rabbi Shimon requires a komets at the beginning and only korat echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains ishtana's source. Rabbi Yochanan says this machlokes only applies to lavona brought along with a mincha, but regarding lavona haba b'fnei atzma, lavona coming by itself as an independent offering, all agree to a full komets at the end. Another amora quoted later disagrees. Also, all would agree regarding the two bezichin, spoons of lavona brought with a lechem upon him, that the full two kmitzas must also be present at the end. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is stars, based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. At the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kmitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a Kometz Lavona from the time of Kmitza until the Haktara. Once again, in slow motion. At the Gold Star Kmitza course, star? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. At the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, which reminds me, we learned how Kmitza is properly performed, and the Gemara relates about Kmitza, Zohi Avoda Kashish B'Mikdash, and this was a difficult Avoda performed in the Mikdash in addition to Malika and the Chafina of Yom Kippur. So, at the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kmitza, which reminds us, Rapapa asked about several unusual forms of Kmitza, including with his fingertips by inserting them into the flower and closing them up to his palm, Minat Stadim from the sides, which is pushing the back of his hand into the flower until it poured into his palm from the sides, and Mimata Lamala, and from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flower with the back of his hand facing the flower until he lifted the flower into his hand. So at the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kmitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a Kometz of Lavona from the time of Kmitza until the Haktara, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much Lavona must remain until the Kometz is burned. Rabbi Meir holds, Kometz betchilo v'kometz besof. There must be a Kometz of Lavona in the beginning during the Kmitza and a full Kometz at the end at the Haktara. Rabbi Yudah holds there must be a Kometz in the beginning, u'shnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. And Rabbi Shimon requires a Kometz at the beginning and only korat echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains, each tanasaurus. So once again, at the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kmitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a Kometz of Lavona from the time of Kmitza until the Haktara. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Zayin. So the simon for Daf Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the simon. So here goes. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps. Armed Guard? That must be on Daf Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komitz to the sign of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to return the invalid komitz to the original kli without being mekadesh it automatically. Since returning the komitz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadesh it, the Gemara explains that he places the komitz at the side of the kli and shakes it, but nafal mamela, and it falls inside on its own, and it's considered as if a monkey returned the komitz, which is not mekadesh it, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. So the obstacle training course of the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komitz to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadesh by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, which reminds us, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadesh the komitz, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli shares. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadesh the komitz with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, I meant where a kohen lifted. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan. So the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komitz to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses receiving the komitz, damchatas or mechatas, divided in two kelim. Daf Ches, so the siman Daf Ches is challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen challah baker, that must be more on Daf Ches. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, which reminds us, regarding the chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is mincha made of an isar and a flour divided in half and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, in a kadosh chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Morazer says, mitosh shekrevel of chatzayin, kadosh chatzayin. Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and levonas separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas whether one can sanctify flour alone, shemen alone, or levona alone, or they must be sanctified together. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and lavona separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos and next to the mizrak where he had sanctified solids as well. Which reminds us, we learned that mizrakos can be mekadosh solids. Rav Acham Adifti asked Ravina how a pasuk can prove that a mizrak can be mekadosh solids since this mincha is liquid since it's described as belua mixed with oil. He answered the pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too became sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer mincha l'gabei dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is tea or a teapot. So here goes. At the cake and tea stand, that must be on Daf Tes, tea. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who is mixing oil into a mincha, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss blala chutz l'chomos Azara. If one mixed a mincha's flour with oil outside the Azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid. Reish Lakish says it's valid because the pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the kmitza, indicating that Kohanim are required, and since Kohuna is not required, doing it inside the Azara is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before a kmitza, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss mincha shechaser kodem kmitza, a mincha, which became deficient before kmitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitok beisov yimalena. He should bring more flour from his house and refill, but Reish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before kmitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between kmitza and haktara can be brought, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss shirayim shechasu ben kmitza haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the kmitza and the burning of the komitz. Yochanan says, makdir komitz alehen. One still burns the komitz for them, but Reish Lakish says, one may not burn the komitz for them. Daf Yud. So the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the Baruchas, Yad Yad L'Kamitza, Regel Regel L'Chalitza, Ozen Ozen L'Ritzia, which reminds us, Rav explains, Yad Yad L'Kamitza, the Gezer Shava of Yad Yad teaches to require the right hand for Kamitza, Regel Regel L'Chalitza, the Gezer Shava of Regel Regel teaches to require the right foot for Chalitza of a Yavama, and Ozen Ozen L'Ritzia, and the Gezer Shava of Ozen Ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an Eved Ivri who chooses to remain an Eved. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the Baruchas, Yad Yadul Kamitza, Regel Regel Chalitza, Ozen Ozen Luritzio, and everyone held up their right hand when the words Etzbar Kahuna were read from the Torah, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, Komakum Shenemar Etzbar Kahuna Eina El Yomin, wherever a finger and Kahuna are stated in a Pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from the Metzora, where the Pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires Yomin. However, since the Pasuk of Kamitza only mentions Kahuna, and Kamitza with the left hand is possible, Rava clarifies that wherever Etzba or Kahuna is written, it means to require Yamin. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the Baruchas, Yad Yadul Kamitza, Regel Regel Chalitza, Ozen Ozen Loritzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words Etzba or Kahuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even Kamitza of a Minchas Chota is done with the right hand, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for a Kamitza of a Minchas Chota. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shaliyah karbano mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elegant, one might have thought that his kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff does Gemara bring in Malchokas, whether one can be mekadosh flour alone, shemen alone, and lavona alone? That's on daf ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss receiving the komets or damchatas mechatas divided in two kalim? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have a three-way malchokas regarding how much of the levona must remain until the komets is burned? That's on daf Yudalef. Good. Number 4. Which stuff does Gemara bring a malchokas about returning an improperly taken komets to the kli to repeat the kamitza? For example, if it was initially done by a czar, that's on daf Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff does Gemara bring a malchokas of a chaviti kohen gadol can become kadosh lechatzayin, sanctified in halves in separate kelim? That's on daf ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff does Gemara compare makshirin versus mechaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death? That's on daf dalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff did Rav Papa bring questions about unusual forms of kamitza, such as with his fingertips or from the sides? That's on daf Yudalef. Good. Number 8. Which stuff did we learn how to return the invalid komets to the original kli without being mekadosh it automatically? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 9. Which stuff did we learn how kamitza is properly performed? That's on daf Yudalef. Great. And number 10. Which stuff does Gemara bring three sources for disqualifying a trefa as a carbon and explains why each source was necessary? That's on daf Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.